genre.
Hello, and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we punch out the lungs of Rocky II, one southpaw jinx at a time. I am Doug.
I am Jason.
And we have Chris and Jeff back for Minute 63. Chris and Jeff, welcome.
No Jeff, just Chris.
All right, hold on. I'll be Jeff.
Yeah, you be Jeff.
Hey, what's up, goddammit, you f***ing assholes? Hey, I'm going, assholes?
Eat shit and die. They're the texts we're getting from him when we ask where he is, just so you know.
Well, Chris and Jeff, I mean, Jeff, I'm personally offended that you would take such language with me, but you know what? It is what it is. You're from Jersey, and I get it.
Yeah, I'm used to it. I'm used to the abuse, so.
Well, today, we're knocking out Minute 63, which begins with another ambitious Apollo prediction, and it ends with Paulie doing a Yoda impression. So the fight is taking place in the Spectrum because he wants all of Philadelphia, all of America, and the whole world to see him destroy this man after two short rounds.
I don't know why he thinks that's going to happen when he couldn't get him down in two short rounds in the first fight.
Yes. Yes. That's what I said in the beginning when I says another ambitious Apollo prediction.
Yeah.
Because the first one was, what, three rounds, Jay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think he predicted three rounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but
I like how Apollo goes, like, he the scope of this thing, he wants all of Philadelphia, all of America, and all of the world.
Yeah.
To see. He forgot.
By that logic, then you can have the fight wherever you want it, because obviously the whole world can see it wherever it is. But he says, I want it in Philadelphia because I want, you know, this hometown to see him beat, and I want the whole country, the whole world, everyone to see it.
So he can fight in New Zealand.
Yes.
And Philadelphia will still see it.
Yes.
Maybe it means he wants this man's hometown to see it live. Maybe.
Oh. Okay. They will see it live.
They will see it live.
I wanted to go back real quick. Last minute, I wrote some of my notes that I didn't get to discuss. And
too late.
There's no going back.
You guys have gone. People have gone forward. I can go back.
Okay. Fair enough.
Rocky is not the least bit surprised when he opens the door and Mickey's on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, when he's... Like, wouldn't you be, like... First of all, it's late at night. Mickey's old.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, there was no... He didn't call ahead. Like, he didn't know... Like, wouldn't you be like, oh, Mick, what are you doing here? Like, he wasn't at all surprised when Mick opened the door. It's kind of like he was almost expecting him to be there.
Maybe he's... what other asshole knocks like this?
Could be also.
You know? Maybe. Grumpy asshole Mickey. It's got to be grumpy Mickey. He's the only person that knocks like this on my freaking door.
Drunk Paulie would knock like that.
Oh, that's true. That's
drunk
true.
Drunk Paulie would, yeah.
Now, Drunk Paulie might not have stopped that. There might not have been a pause for Drunk Paulie.
So there's one out of two people is knocking on his door. So
right. I mean, he was probably happy to see Mickey because nobody wants to see Drunk Paulie.
Nobody wants to see Drunk Paulie.
No. Not even a Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh. Pour some out for that Thanksgiving turkey that couldn't make it.
Okay, getting back to Rocky. Getting back to this minute that we're on.
So, you know, Apollo goes on with his thing. He's going to have to donate what's left of his body to science, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there won't be much.
His trash talk needs work.
Yes, I actually have that in my notes. His trash talk is like as if he's improvising it, like on the spot. Like, oh, I'm going to beat you so bad or donate less of your body, what's left of your body to science. But there won't be much left because I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're saying something and then you just,
I
wasn't pre-planned trash talk.
No, but I get it. Going off the cuff is hard.
Okay.
Don't you do that every time you do this podcast?
I try, Chris. I try as I might. I still end up being a babbling f***ing idiot.
A couple beers loosen that right up, just so you know.
All right. Jeeves, get us around. What do you think science would even want with... Okay.
Yeah, the brain. They do the
science would want his brain.
Yeah.
Well, they could see what getting punched in the face 1,000 times does to your brain, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
I think if you were a scientist and you got Rocky's brain, that would be like you've hit the jackpot of science. Like, you're just like, this is just as good as it gets. Like, there's so much work to be done here. You just hit the jackpot. You're just, wow.
Mm-hmm. But Rocky's very happy that the fight is at the Spectrum because it's 10 minutes from his house.
Press laughs at that too, by the way.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. And this starts like a string of any time Rocky talks, the press laughs.
Yeah.
But Chris,
which is a shark contrast. You see that?
I'm not sure what he's trying to say.
A stark contrast.
You thought the word was shark?
I don't shark know what contrast?
Was asking. A shark contrast.
I like shark contrast better.
I couldn't think of the words. I was like going through all the things. This is a shark contrast.
It's a red herring.
What's the word? This is a stark contrast.
No, you're not allowed to use that word now.
This is a shark contrast to the press conference in the first one where they were laughing at Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Like making fun of him, laughing at him. Now they think he's funny.
Mm.
They think he's doing it on purpose, but I don't think he is. I think he's being serious.
I have some notes about that as we go on.
Yeah, as do I. Yeah, but they laugh.
Yeah.
But I will have you know that the Spectrum is exactly 10 minutes from Rocky's house.
How can it be exactly 10 minutes? Walking, running.
It's a car drive.
Car drive, 10 minutes.
Car drive, 10 minutes. 2.2 miles or 10 minutes.
I can't imagine that. I didn't live far from there, and it took me a half hour to get to the stadiums.
I Google mapped it. It's
easy to get there.
They have never lied to me.
Right. Well, I understand.
Never lied to you?
If you don't get, once you hit South Philly, you're hitting some traffic.
Let's see. It is 10:04 p.m. as we speak. This is great audio for the listeners. let's go from 2313 South Lambert Street in Philadelphia. Directions to, what's it called now?
Wells Fargo Center.
Wells Fargo Center, South Broad Street in Philly. Boom. 10 minutes, 2.2 miles.
Well, it's 12 minutes if you take one. If you take 76 east.
Yeah, but I'm going via South 20th Street, as any idiot train, would.
It's 25 minutes.
Let's see if you walk it. If you walk it, it's a 40-minute ride. 40-minute walk, whatever.
40-minute walk. I'm trying to bring up my old address and see how far. I swear it took us a half hour.
But we see later on he takes the Firebird. So we know he drives it. We know it's 10 minutes. So up y'all's.
Okay. Wow. Good call, Rocky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good call. Reporter going at Apollo, saying that a lot of people thought he lost the first fight because he was a victim of the Southpaw Jinx.
Didn't he win the first fight?
But he's saying that a lot of people thought he lost fight.
Okay.
Because of a Southpaw Jinx. But after that, they show Paul, like they focus on Paulie, who's sitting against the wall there.
He looks mad. He looks.
Yeah.
Does he have a red handkerchief in his pocket, too?
Does he have a red herring in his pocket?
Something's going on here with this red.
I'm telling you. You don't believe me.
Yeah. Why is Paulie sitting back there all by himself and like he's got an armchair?
I know.
It's really weird.
He's got himself a little thrown. Dude, I'm telling you, there's something with red. There's got to be. Red is Apollo Creed's color. Yellow is Rocky's. I mean, I went over some color symbolism there a couple of weeks ago where, like, red is, like, vengeance and anger and rage and stuff like that. Those are Apollo Creed's colors. Yellow is Rocky's colors. But here we're in Apollo Creed's kind of world, so we're wearing red, maybe, Jay? Jay's not on board.
Jay's gone. Jay left.
I'm not on board with the color symbolism. I don't.
it's got to be, man. Sly directed this. You know, he had he wanted to prove a point.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
But last time you were pointing out, like, the boxing gloves are red. Like, all boxing gloves were red back in the day.
Yeah, they were. They were all red.
Rocky wears yellow boxing gloves.
Right. But the end if of you go to any gym you pick up, the boxing gloves are usually red.
They're red. Sure, sure.
Now, this Southpaw Jinx, even when I boxed as a kid, when I was like 12, 13 years old, I'm left-handed. They talked about it. I never felt like I had any advantage as a left-hander.
Did you look up the Southpaw Jinx? Is that a thing?
I mean, they talked about it. They never said Southpaw Jinx, but they used to say, like, you're a left-hander. Oh, you're going to throw everybody off by throwing left, by fighting left-handed.
And you said that your ass kicked?
Yeah, I still got my ass kicked. So it doesn't make that much of a difference, I don't think.
Let's see. What is Southpaw Jinx in terms of boxing? The dead giveaway that tells you when Amazon has the best price. That's not it.
That's definitely not it. That's Southpaw Jinx.
You can't ask a question without ads popping up.
I'm pretty sure that's a lie, because every time I've ever shopped on Amazon, I look at the price and I go to Walmart and buy it for about 10% yes. cheaper.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm pretty sure that's a lie.
All right. It says basically Southpaw will throw and land punches from angles that find the openings in an orthodox guard. They will also be out of range for some standard punches and combinations of punches, which are second nature to orthodox fighters. One such example is right hook, blah, blah, blah. In professional boxing, managers and promoters often steer prospects away from experienced southpaws, even when they are older and smaller, because of the risk that such an opponent will expose and exploit deficiencies in the more inexperienced fighters' games, making them look bad in front of a paying audience.
Huh.
So, wow, okay, so that's a thing.
Maybe I should have stuck to it.
Maybe. You get a little experience, you throw everybody off.
Yeah.
Boom. Now they're writing a movie called Durkach.
Yeah, but he just loses, that's it. He goes in, he's two rounds, gets his ass kicked, and gets knocked out.
Still, I'd watch it. So, Paulie, he has like a full-on gangster look here, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. You gotta love the striped suit too. It's like
Paulie is on point this whole movie with his get up.
He's not as bad in this movie as he was in the first one. Like, he was abusive to his sister in the first one.
Yeah, he was straight up abusive. He shows moments of it,
cartoon like in this one. Yeah,
he's more of a cartoon like. He's like a character. Sure.
Yeah, he's more of a character.
Absolutely. So after. Hang on, I'm watching a minute. So when he makes that comment about the Spectrum being 10 minutes from his house, Apollo like glares at him.
Yeah.
Like he's not having any of this like
funny. Like he's Rocky. Not taking it serious. Rocky's not taking this fight serious. I think it's pissing Apollo off.
But this is as serious as Rocky gets.
Right.
Because you could tell there's a couple of moments in this whole press conference where Rocky looks so uncomfortable. So he doesn't know really how to handle himself, but Apollo's not having any of the cute Rocky moments. But Southpaw Jinx, nothing. Last time he took the fight too lightly, and this man was just plain lucky. I've said it before, Jay and Chris and Jeff, and I'll say it again. It wasn't luck. Luck, was he lucky that he got the
luck
fight?
Be yes. A lady
yes, luck be a lady. Sure. He was lucky that he got the fight. He might have landed a few lucky punches.
Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
So I'm sorry that we had to say goodbye to Chris, but we have a special guest, Frank Sinatra, here with us, everybody.
Sorry, I am a Frank fan. He started me up.
Jay set you up and you knocked it out of the park.
Standing there getting your face beat in, fighting the persistence, the determination, the non-quitting. Isn't that persistence? Remember that already?
Yeah,
non-quitting. The persistence of the toughness of Rocky was not luck at all.
No.
Agreed. So everybody keeps using that word luck. It's not luck.
Right.
But we're going to get the real Apollo Creed.
But I do like that Apollo Creed is you know, for all his flashiness and his showmanship, he does say luck, which is not true, but he does admit that he took it too lightly, which he did.
He definitely did.
Speculated, right.
He was making a joke. Like, he was the one joking the last time.
Yep.
He's not joking this time.
Not this time.
No. He thought the last time was a layup.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen and we will see him in his training. He's definitely taking his fight very seriously. Mm-hmm. So his prediction for two rounds might be a little ambitious, but he's definitely preparing for an opponent that's going to challenge him.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a layup. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some more credence behind credence. Get it?
We find out in later movies that he takes a lot of fights a little too lightly. That he probably should take seriously.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Spoiler alert, but yeah.
Yeah, that's, oh man. Is it too early to pour some out? Or?
It's too early. You can't say that yet.
All right. I'll save it. Save it. So Apollo Creed, lightning fast and hard to catch, no playing, no jiving, just business. That's the real Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
After he says that, everybody's like, okay, all right, now we're talking.
Uh-huh.
So they ask Rocky if he thinks he has a chance this time, and,
it's a good line.
He looks pretty mad.
No, he looks uh-huh. pretty mad.
Let me see. I have second 51 in my notes. Let me go to 51 here. What is second 51? Oh, that is 49. 50, 51. Oh, yeah, that's mad. Uh-huh. See that? That's right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's mad.
Circling it with my mouse right here. That's mad.
And how goofy does Rocky look next to him while he's talking?
Yep.
He looks like a goofball.
Like, duh.
He really does.
Oh man, he's yeah, but I mean, not that Rocky's not taking it seriously.
No, I don't think I think Apollo may think he's making light of the situation,
yeah.
Like a little sarcasm, a little, you know, taking it
as
like
a joke.
He's putting on a little show, yeah, like taking it as a joke. But I don't think he is. I think Rocky's just being genuinely Rocky. He's being honest, being himself. He's just saying what comes to his mind. He's not used to press conferences and this kind of stuff. He's not used to this kind of environment, and it's just coming off wrong.
He's not comfortable.
I think you're absolutely right about that. He's not trying to be funny. He's just being funny. And even it seems like the press is taking it as he's joking around, but uh-huh. I think he's just being Rocky.
Yeah. And even Jay in the book here, in the book, he expresses about how overwhelming this all is.
Uh-huh. I bet it is, man.
It's not a comfortable position for Rocky to be in. So he says, me and Mick, we're going to try our best.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's not just me Rocky. It's, yeah, Mickey's. Yeah. They're a team. They're a partnership. But Paulie from the corner there drops the soundbite that all the reporters are waiting for. And his best Yoda impression. His lungs he's going to punch out.
Mm-hmm.
Who punches somebody's lungs out? I never heard that saying before in my life.
Did he say that in the first one too?
Did he say punch his lungs out?
When they're watching the press conference from the house, he says something about punching his lungs out, doesn't he?
Does he really? That's an odd turn of phrase.
That's never happened.
You don't punch somebody's
lungs out. No, you can't punch somebody's lungs out.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Could they come out of your mouth, maybe? They're not going to punch him for like at his back.
That'd be something to see.
That would be something to see. <Wouldn't> You swallow him back down. You're done. It's good.
Yeah, like the cartoons.
Yeah.
You're good as new. Hold on, I have to go to the book.
Of course you do.
Not a fan of the book, Jason?
No, I don't. There's some controversy about the book. There's controversy about the book.
There's no controversy.
Doug claims that the book is written, which is written by Rocky, narrating basically his thoughts throughout the movie. But the book, the novelization, he told me earlier on, was written after the movie.
Oh.
Right? But there's parts of the book where Rocky's telling us what Apollo was thinking at the time, and I'm saying, how does Rocky know what Apollo's thinking at the time or what Apollo's going through? Like he talks about in the book, like Apollo's going through this, but like other things that he shouldn't have any knowledge of.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It, you know,
it's like the book's written from like an what's all knowing? I don't want to do another shark contrast.
Omnipotent.
I almost said
omniscient.
Yeah, no, like an omnipotent.
Omniscient.
I'm not omnipotent. I have kids.
He's not omnipotent at all.
Omnipotent. What's that called? Like a point of view? It's not omnivorous. That's
that means I eat everything.
Yeah.
Omniscient. Omniscient is the
No, I don't think it is. We sound like a complete bunch of dummies right now.
I stayed out of it.
From I think
it's, do you know the answer?
I don't.
I think it's
omniscient. That's why you're staying out of it.
Yeah, that's why I don't wanna, so. I wasn't even trying like to talk my way through this one.
Like a point of view where the person narrating knows what you're thinking, what you're everything.
It's definitely it's omniscient. Omnipotent. Omniscient means knowing everything.
Look up omnipotent.
Having unlimited power, able to do anything. Omnipotent.
Oh, I like that one.
All right, having unlimited power, but omniscient means knowing everything.
All right, okay.
All right, so there's four people listening right now that are screaming at the radio.
This is going to be one of those where, yeah, where people post up on this. Is
I love that Doug thinks they're listening to it on the radio.
I 101.5
on their AM/FM dial.
I pictured an old boombox with a tape deck in it,
with eight D cell batteries.
Yeah.
Tune in later to find out if it's omnipotent or omniscient,
or if you even care.
After a word from these sponsors, we don't have sponsors.
Just Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. What are we doing here?
I don't know. You were talking. You were making a point.
He's trying to make me sing again because I know the words of that one, too.
He's going to suck you right in.
I know. He's trying to suck me in. I'm not doing it.
Hey, I got Back to the Future on my brain.
I will say that Rocky's answer was more diplomatic than Paulie's. Paulie wants him to punch his lungs out, and Rocky was just like, we're going to try our best.
Yeah. Rocky's overall a nice guy.
He is.
Yeah, even at a press conference, he is. But Paulie's going to punch his lungs out, so.
Yeah.
Paulie's more emotional guy. Paulie wouldn't stand for this kind of trash talk. And Paulie is sitting there just stewing. Like he's
but Paulie's angry. The guy that would jump up and run over there and get his ass whipped, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's the guy in the bar fight that runs his mouth and then gets everybody into a fight. And
right, and then he walks away because he's going to get his ass kicked if he gets involved.
Well, now he's backed by Philly's biggest loan shark, so I think he feels like he has more
yeah.
a little bit of power.
More power he's than more he actually does.
Omnipotent.
That's not
yeah.
Omnipotent. Omnipotent.
Omnipotent is no omniscient. They're both like God. God is
that's what it like, said. That's what the definition said. Noun God. That's what it said.
Yeah. All right. There you go. For what? Omnipotent.
Omnipotent.
Oh my God! I hope you don't have any fancy English teachers and know anything about this. We sound like dummies.
He thought I was some kind of omniscient guru. Jay, unless you're looking it up on Urban Dictionary, I think we can move on.
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Oh, you're looking it up on Urban Dictionary.
A state of godlike. Omnipotent is godlike, all powerful. I know there's something, some gold in here.
Always is. While Jay looks for that gold, Chris, why don't you tell the fans where they can hear more of you?
You can find us on me and Jeff. I mean, maybe we'll hear from him this week on duelinggenre.com. We are the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. You can come to Facebook. We have a Facebook page called, what is it called? The Quicker Stop. Jay and Silent Bob's Quicker Stop. Or you can find us on Twitter at Jay and Bob Minute. Or you can email us at jbobminute@gmail.com.
Uh-oh.
You got there is Urban Dictionary pretty much just covers this all-knowing, all God, everywhere at once kind of thing. But it also says omnipotent is the ability to be... No, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on 1 second. Okay. There is one. Okay, all right. So omnipotent, the coolest... You're going to have to get the bell sound out. Omnipotent is also the coolest fucking kid on the hack forum. So it's like the coolest kid. So that's not the funny part. The funny part is the using the sentence.
As it always is.
The bells are going to be ringing here. Omnipotent fucking fucked my fucking mom last fucking night. And I enjoyed fucking watching because he's so fucking cool.
Holy
Jesus Christ.
So, Doug, you were saying where you could find us? We're no longer on Dueling Genre.
DuelingGenre.com has since kicked us off. But, Jesus, you really threw me for a loop here.
Jesus is omnipotent, yes.
Yes.
Rocky Minute is the place where you can find us. Mighty Mix is the place where you can find us. And on Facebook, and RockyMinute@gmail.com is a place where you can find us. On email, I don't know. Email is not a thing that you go on, right? It's a thing that you do.
No, you send. Yeah.
DuelingGenre.com for the time being. And
maybe.
MoviesByMinutes.com is the other thing. I don't know. I'm going to quit while we're ahead, but we're not. So, goodbye.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
So, Jesus.
Did somebody drop a guitar? Is that a guitar?
Dropped his microphone.
It sounded like a guitar.
I dropped
a chord.
Bong.